Hey friends, this is your host, Mindy Duff, and you're listening to Uplevel Your Life with Mindy, your number one personal growth podcast that will bring you closer to uncovering your greatest self. As a certified holistic health and nutrition coach, I created this podcast for anyone who desires to improve physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I'll be interviewing experts and sharing tips and tricks that have helped not only my clients, but that have guided me on my own transformational journey. I believe that we all have a greatness that lies within. We just need to uncover it. Are you ready to level up? Then let's begin. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Uplevel Your Life with Mindy. I am your host, Mindy Duff, flying solo today. I just wanted to do a little mini episode. I say mini episode and then watch me talk for an hour and a half. Just kidding. I won't talk that long. I just had something that I've kind of come across recently that I really, it's just been on my heart to share it with everybody and in hopes that it will help you. Like, I feel like it's helping me. This is in the realms of goals and achievement and resistance. Now, I have talked about resistance a lot before. I have had experts on talking about resistance. I've shared my own things. So if you really want to know more about it, I'd encourage you to dig back into past episodes. But right now, I just want to acknowledge the fact that resistance is a thing. It exists. There's reasons why. I'm not going to get into that part in this episode today, because I want to share a little tool with you here in a minute. But what I was noticing in my own life is I had a goal that just I wasn't working on like I thought I should. And you know what? I wasn't even going to share. I'm just going to share it. I'm going to share that I have decided that I really, really enjoy speaking, and I wanted to do more of it. I actually decided this like 5 years ago. Okay, like a long time ago, decided that I just love speaking. And I have this podcast and it's wonderful, and that kind of scratches the itch, so to speak, in some regards. But I will say that for me, doing the podcast, as much as I 100% love doing it, I miss that interaction with real humans. Not that you people listening aren't real humans, but you know what I mean? There's not that live interaction and getting to talk with people afterwards. And that's part of what I enjoy beyond just the actual act of physically speaking, which I still do enjoy. So I decided several years ago that I really enjoy speaking. I just feel lit up and excited when I'm doing it, and I want to do more of it. And so, okay, what do you do if you decide this is the first time you've decided you want to be a speaker? Let's learn how. So I purchased a pretty inexpensive course just to get me the basics on how do I even begin doing this? How does one become a professional speaker? And it was a short course, not something that was very time consuming, really great course, but just not a time consuming, intensive, you know, drop everything and do this kind of a thing. Something pretty easy that I should be able to get through in a short amount of time. And it took me literal years to get through it. In fact, I think I had purchased it. Oh, I can't remember if it was 2018 or 2019, but it took me a full year before I even like did lesson number two. And why? We'll get to that in a little bit. And then fast forward a little bit, I have learned more. I've taken more steps towards becoming a speaker. I've done more speaking, but I know just because I've studied and researched and learned and kind of been in it for a bit that if I really want to be speaking the amount that I would like to be doing, I need to be doing certain activities. I won't bore you with what those are, but there are just certain things that I need to be doing, pretty mundane things. Step one being like apply to places to speak, right? and things like that. Not things that are hard, not things that are beyond my capabilities, nothing that I don't already know about. I do. I know how to do all of it. 100%. that doesn't mean that I know how to become some multi-million dollar sought after world-class speaker, but I know how to do these things. And guess what, friends? I ain't doing them. I'm not doing them to the caliber that I should be doing to get the results that I want. And this just fairly recently, within the last few months, just really struck me. Like, why? Why am I holding myself back? I know that I want to do more of this. I enjoy it. It's fun. What is it that's holding me back? Why am I not doing these things that I know that I should do? If I want this result, I need to do these activities. Why am I not doing them? And so one day, here's what I want you to like really latch in on. Here comes the tools for you to use in your own life. One day I sat down with a notebook. And you guys, if you know me, you know I'm big on journaling. I don't journal every day, but it's hugely important in uncovering things that you didn't know were going on. Okay. So I sat down with a notebook, and at the top of my notebook, I made this list of, I said, reasons why, it's something like reasons why I can't become a speaker, reasons why this is a terrible idea and I shouldn't do it. And then I just started writing things down. And if you've ever done an exercise like this before, you probably noticed that once you started doing it, like you get the juices flowing and then all this stuff starts coming out. Stuff where I'm writing it down in my conscious mind, I'm like, I know that's not true, but yet part of me believes it. Okay, so everything goes. I wrote it all out on this paper and I spent a while doing it. And I'm sure that, you know, as time passes, more things might kind of pop into my awareness. But this was a pretty lengthy list. I filled several columns on a whole page just covered and all these reasons why I thought that this was not a good idea for me. And then I took a little time and I read through that list. And I really, really took the time with each item that I put on that list and asked myself, is this really true? Do I really believe that this is true? And for almost all of them, the answer was no. No, I don't really believe that my conscious mind is like, no, of course you can do that. Of course that this isn't true. Of course that's not a thing. But somewhere in my subconscious, it thinks that no, this is not a good idea, and it's trying to protect me from being hurt. So now that I have all these beliefs out on this paper, I can look at them and go, okay, cool. This is what's kind of running the show. So now I have this awareness. So when those thoughts pop up again, I can go, all right, we've dealt with this before. That's not actually what I think, or what I want to think, I should say. I have been going one step further with this, and I'm not super far into the process. I can't tell you that, oh, my life has just made all these dramatic changes, but I tell you what, I can feel a shift in my own energy. And here's what I've started doing. I took that list of all the reasons why I couldn't do it, because I'm not good enough. I'm a failure. Who wants to listen to me? I'm not an expert enough. I'm not fill in the blank, whatever. I'm not enough, basically. And I took each one of those statements and I rewrote it in a positive way. I flipped it. So, gosh, I wish I had it in front of me so I could give you an exact example. But let's just say that I had one that said, I'm not interesting enough. I'm not interesting enough. Who wants to listen to me talk? I'm not interesting, right? So that's a belief. I think that actually is on my paper somewhere. I'm not interesting enough for people to want to actually hire me to speak. So what I did was I rewrote that as, I am interesting and people enjoy listening to what I have to say. Okay, so I wrote the opposite of that. So I went through the whole list and I wrote the opposite of everything so that it's positive and empowering and encouraging. And I took it one step further beyond that, because right now I have this list of affirmations, essentially. Okay, so all these affirmations, and some people might just read through it and every day, and that will do something for you. But I went one step further. If you're familiar with tapping or EFT, emotional freedom technique, this is where I think it takes things to the next level. So I have a whole episode on tapping. I'm not going to go deep into it today. It's one of my first episodes. I want to say like episode 3, maybe some top 5 for sure, with Jules Siebert, who is a tapping expert. And we share a lot of the how-tos on how to actually do it. So if you're like, well, I don't know how to do it, then go back to that episode, or you can look it up. It's pretty simple. But when we think of tapping, a lot of times we think of, I have a problem. I'm upset. I'm sad. So I'm going to calm myself down by doing the tapping. And that is what it's used for a lot. Maybe even if you're, I've been angry at my kids before because, like, oh my gosh, nobody is picking up their messes and I'm so frustrated and I've asked you 100,000 times and I am getting worked up and I'm getting emotionally reacted to it. And I know that's not how I want to feel. I've gone into the bathroom, taken a few deep breaths and just tap, tap, tap until I can kind of calm myself down a little bit. So again, just a really, really quick background on tapping. What you're doing is you're tapping on acupressure points on your physical body. The first one is on the side of the hand. That's where you kind of get to like complain. You get to state what your problem is, and then you don't do that one again. But right on the inside of your eyebrow is one, like kind of the corner closest to your nose. On the outside of your eye is another, underneath your eye, underneath your nose, underneath your lips, like in your chin, that little divot you got there. On your chest, if you can, kind of right below your collarbone. Sometimes it's a little tender there. It might feel nice to tap there. Underneath your left arm, ladies, this would be about where like your bra strap might be. And then on the top of your head. And you tap, you just go through that same cycle, tap, 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 tap. How long do you do it? Until you feel better, basically. So what I have been doing is taking this list of positive affirmations that I have created that are the reverse of what my brain has told me are the reasons why I can't do this thing. And so now I'm saying, no, but I want to, and I think that I can, and I know that I can. So let's rewire my brain. Okay. Now this doesn't happen overnight. It takes time because these in your brain, you can think of your thoughts that you keep thinking on repeat, which again, I mean, there's studies out there. I can't think of the number. It's like the most thoughts that you think throughout the day are the same thoughts you thought yesterday and the day before that and the day before that. Okay. There's some number out there. You can Google it. I don't have time for that. Anyway, so these thoughts that you're thinking like constantly every single day, it's like ruts in a dirt road. Okay. So it's a well-worn path and you can create a new path, but it takes time and effort to stop going in the ruts and to create basically new ruts, new positive ruts, ruts for the direction you want to go. So when you do the EFT tapping combined with these, what would essentially they're positive affirmations designed to be something, to get you what you want, basically. You can't keep acting the way that you've been acting. You can't keep being the person that you've always been and then have some different outcome. That's not going to happen. However you've been behaving and however you've been acting, whatever you've been believing, whatever you've been thinking, that's what's given you the life that you have now. If you desire a change, you have to change something in your thinking, in your beliefs, in your habits, in who you are at your core to make that change happen. So when you're tapping and you're saying these things like, I'm an interesting person and people can gain lots from listening to what I have to say, you're tapping on those acupressure points. You're calming down your lizard brain, your amygdala, the part of your brain that's the most primitive part of your brain. That's the part that's fight or flight. That's the part that's safety. That's the part that's telling you, nope, even though you have other thoughts and feelings and wishes and desires that say, oh, this would be great for me. I would love this. We see danger. So we're going to just shut her down, whether you are aware of it or not. We're shutting this down and then we're going to make it so you don't do the thing. Okay. So when you're tapping on these acupressure points, it's the physical response. Even if you didn't say anything, you can just calm your amygdala down. But when you say these positive statements, you're rewiring your brain. You're reprogramming essentially. Your brain's just like a computer. So you're telling yourself who you are now. This is who I am now. Not this is who I want to be in the future, but this is who I am starting now. And I tell you what, it's hard to see those results instantly because again, you're creating those ruts. Okay. You're creating those ruts in your brain, so to speak. So it's not going to be obvious the very first time that you do it. You will feel better. You will feel empowered. You will feel more confident. You will feel more like you can take on the world after just one little session. And how long does this take? I don't know, 5 minutes. I mean, you can do it longer if you want to, but 5 minutes is probably plenty. Depends on how long your list is. But this is one of the first steps into creating a new you, essentially, which is who you have to be to get this new thing that you've never had before that you want. So take a look in your own life. I want you to think right now, this very, very second, if you're doing something else, if you're folding laundry, if you're, I don't know, cooking supper, just set down the spoon, put down the socks, and just take 30 seconds right now and ask yourself, what is the one thing that I really, 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 really want in my life right now? Maybe it's a financial goal. Maybe it's a health goal. What's the one thing that you really, really want right now? Okay, whatever that thing was that popped into your head first, that's the one. Don't try to talk yourself out of it right now and go, oh yeah, well, I've always wanted that, but like, let's do something more realistic. Being realistic is not the key here for this game, okay? So write that down. And when you have a minute, sit down, light a candle, get a soft blanket, whatever, get a place where you're not distracted. And do a list. Write down all the reasons why this is not going to happen for you. Write down all the reasons why. If it's a weight loss goal, I would love to lose 50 pounds. Maybe that's your goal. And maybe you've had that goal for 5 years or 10 years or 20 years. Write down all the reasons why you can't do it. Other people can. You've seen other people do this thing that you want. But it's not true for you. You can't do it. Why? Why can't you do it, even though other people time and time again have proven that it's possible? It's possible to lose 50 pounds. It's possible to become financially independent. It's possible to be in the relationship of your dreams. It's possible to get more speaking engagements. Why isn't it true for you? Write down all of the reasons and do not hold back. The more you hold, holding back is doing a disservice to yourself. You want all the, even when it comes out of the pen on the paper, and I would recommend not typing this. I would do a pen on a paper or a pencil. When it's coming out, even if part of you is like, well, I don't think that I know isn't true. I'm just being mean. Nope. Let everything out. All of it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. We want the uglier, the better. Okay. And if you have to, come back and do it again until you have a really, really long list. And then write your own reverse of each one of those things. Write your own little affirmations that prove contrary. And take some time with each item. Maybe there's something on there where you're like, oh, you know what? That actually is true. And here's why. I'll give you an example. There's something on my list that says, well, I don't apply to places to speak. Yeah, if no one knows I'm a speaker, I'm probably not going to get a lot of speaking engagements, right? So that's one where it's like, well, that's on me. I need to just take some action. So you might find that there are some things where you can take some pretty easy action, but it's more than just taking the action. You have to do the work to rewire the brain, to recreate that new persona, to believe that you are that person that can lose 50 pounds, to believe that you are now the type of person that can be in an ideal relationship. You are that type of person that is financially independent. Until you can change that belief, until you can change that identity, all you're going to get is what you've been getting. So sit down. I highly encourage you to do this. And sit down today, tomorrow. Try and set yourself a goal to get it done in the next week. It doesn't have to take a long time, but I think that this can be one of the most eye-opening and beneficial things that you can do for yourself in terms of reaching your goal. I know you've got a goal. I know you've got many goals. We all have goals. So give yourself that gift. Take the time to examine what it is that's holding you back. Louise Hay, dearly departed Louise Hay, has a famous quote that says, if you want to clean your house, you have to see the dirt. right? So take a look at what's going on in the background, what's running in the background of your subconscious here that is holding you back from living the life that you desire, from living the life that you deserve. And then once you have done this activity, I would love to hear from you. I always want to hear. I love when people email or message. You can email me at mindy@mindyduff.com or reach out through my website. However you want to do it. I don't care. But message me and tell me, oh my gosh, I did it and look what I uncovered. Or I started tapping and now these things started happening in my life. Okay. So I hope that you found this beneficial. If not, I guess, let me know that too. I'll be curious to know one way or the other. So that's all I'm going to leave you with today. Again, this is kind of a little mini episode for me. It's been on my heart to share this for a little while, and I just really wanted to hit record, I guess, and put it out there. So, all right. Well, wherever you are at today, friends, I hope that you are having a fantastic day. Know that you are enough. You can achieve these goals. It is possible, and you are well on your way to achieving them. So I hope you're having a fantastic day. I will catch you on the next one. That's it for today, friends. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, or even better, leave a review and let me know what resonated with you the most. The more you tell me what you love, the better I'm able to create future episodes with even better content. I'm sending you so much love and light. I'll see you in the next episode.